that greeting will be returned with equal effect that it is done by a more heartfelt movement. And for all you people in here, this room should go, ah, let's do this again. I've moved from there. I've set up where they go. Well, I just wanted to give you a little bit better. We're talking about so many things here. We're talking about the way we're living in a sea of change. We're talking about influences. But somehow I think that we still not stopping and thinking about our own personal responsibility for the circumstances that the Muslim world is in today. And we do have a level of personal responsibility. Let's look at that where the bill of song so Roman's head is causing so much trouble. But then again, look at Turkey, or Algeria, when they've been applauded and forbidden, and yet they proclaim that they live by Islamic law, and the predominant number of people are Muslims. And what is being done? Have we been to India? There's a lot of other places as well. And we think of the unfound. But where our personal responsibility and the circumstances exist for Muslims within the Muslim world, or so called Muslim world. Please, but I don't want to offend anyone, but I'm all praises for Allah. And this little noise that you do, I wish you wouldn't do it for me, okay? Because just not a little there. I think part of our personal responsibility is understanding who we are and being able to explain that to people. I'll give you an example. To the head up, the way we dress, is also held up as a sign that women are oppressed in Islam. It's held up as the evidence that Islam is prejudicial against women. And the reason it's held up that way is because we, as Muslims, do not understand why we wear hijab. And if we don't understand, then obviously we cannot explain it. So let me try and give you a little bit. And we do not wear the hijab to protect ourselves from being raped. Rape has nothing to do with sex. Okay? We do not wear the hijab in order to keep from tempting men. Women are not the guardians of man and morality. Men are lower than gay. Okay, we do not wear this so that we would be given away. If that was the goal, it certainly would not serve its purpose. Why do we wear the hijab? Why is this a special blessing from Allah? Very few people, men or women, are able to explain this, and yet we proclaim Islam. We even wear the hijab. What does the Quran say? The Quran is the final authority on everything. The Quran says that we should wear this to identify ourselves as being Muslim, that we would be recognized. See, this is a blessing that Allah has reserved us for the women. that we would be recognized at most levels. That's why we wear our scarf. It's a mark of pride, it's a mark of dignity. Now they can't be sure it's worth a thousand words. Stop and think about it. What does this say? This says what stands before you is a woman amidst integrity, a strength of courage. What stands before you is a woman who knows her is only right and knows she will right. So she will not lie, she will not cheat, she will not deceive. She's the best friend, the best advisor, the best employer that you ever have. It also says it's a warning. I hope a woman. Because I hope a woman who knows what it is to be a Muslim. I'm letting you know straight out from that I am a Muslim woman. Therefore, you know what you can expect from me. And you know what I will accept from you. I'm not a geek on a supermarket shelf. I don't tolerate profanity. And you keep your hands to yourself. When we have pride in who we are, other people will look up to us. When we do not have pride in who we are, how do people look to us? We are by spirit on this earth. As the brother said, we should understand the environment because being made the right spirit on earth, our responsibility is to protect you not only of other Muslims, but as a human being on the face of this earth, the protection and securing the right of the right for everyone. We must also protect the environment and every other being on the earth. We were made by spirit as a trust role. Unless we take the pride that is required of us as Muslims, the world will never look to us for guidance. As we go around apologizing for who we are, or camouflaging who we are, or apologizing for some aspect of Islam because we don't fully understand it, we only lower our standing in the eyes of the rest of the world. And worse yet, we lower our standing in our own eyes. Islam is the source of all power. But unless you have an understanding of what it means to be a Muslim, you cannot be empowered. We have a lack of knowledge of Quran. A severe lack of knowledge of Quran because we don't take the time to read it, really read it and contemplate it. We look at other people to tell us, well, should I do this or should I do that? Hey, why not turn to Allah? It's all in the Quran. Everything is there. Everything. And it's nothing. Absolutely nothing that is outdated or irrelevant or needs to be apologized for or explained away. The Quran truly is the source of knowledge for us if we but accept it. We have a heavy burden in some way because we are Muslims. We have a heavy burden because we have to accept the responsibility for what it means to be Muslim. And we think very lightly, oh yes, you know, we ask for the day of judgment for what we said and what we should have said that we didn't say. We ask for what we did while we seek God that we tend to do. But let me tell you, it's a reality that the day does come when you must account to Allah for everything that you have and have not done. Stop and think about, even on this earth that Allah is closer to us than our Shabbat day. And do we really live life as if Allah was in front of us at this moment? Do we really seek with the knowledge and understanding that Allah is hearing every word before we say it? It can be a scary thought, but it's also a magnificent thought, because if you recognize that Allah is hearing everything you say before you say it, you are more careful of your tongue. If you recognize that Allah has witnessed every act that you do before you do it, you will be more careful. By the time they left, they were both very tired. But people all over that town were talking about them, because the word went out about these women who were just going around doing good deeds and helping people for no reason at all. And they said they did it because it was their responsibility. And see, a little miracle was done by those two sisters, just because the kindness that was in their heart had to help these others. And the story has only begun with that. And we'll wait and see what we can do for those people. So we're given that form and experience the power, the love, and the kindness of a Muslim woman wearing a dove. We have, as Muslims, the greatest gift that has ever been given. We have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have His guidance. We have His mercy. We have His love, His generosity, His light, His warmth. It's time now. It's time now for you stand up and choose whether you're going to be a Muslim, really be a Muslim, starting right now, right here, right this moment, and every moment for the rest of your life. I pray that you will choose, really choose, to be Muslim. God bless you.